Petticoats, where have you gone? Turn around and you're tiny, turn around and you're grown. Turn around, you're a woman with babes of your own. Turn around, turn around, turn around, you're a woman with babes of your own. Sleep, oh babe, for the red behinds the silent twilight's fall. He fell from the gray rock comes to wrap the world in thrall. Leon, my child, my joy, my love and heart's desire, the cricket sings. Dusk is drawn and the green man's thorn is wreathed in rings of fog. Shivra sails his boat till morn upon the star.
Priscilla Herdman, the Garton Mother's Lullaby, Turn Around, by request by multiple people. And we also will send that out to you, Norm, and family. I know that's one you like to hear. Miss Tess before that, and Yes, Mother. It's birthday time, and we've got quite a few birthdays to get to, and we'll get started. Happy birthday today to Ben of West Homestead from Brother Nate and family, Gunner of Cheswick from wife Lisa and son Cooper, Jaden of Swissvale from your family, Amelia of Cranberry Township from mom, dad, Xavier, Georgia, and Sadie, and Adam of West Mifflin from mom and dad, Sakina of Beachview from Brandon Sr. and Brandon Jr., Chris Butler from Jolene, Will, and Finn, Becky, or Bub, as we know her, of Freedom, from husband Chris and daughter Sarah, and an Annie, or Bub and Bub, as they call themselves, Nan of Munhall from your family. On May 15th, we have Myra, Holly of Bethel Park from Mom, Dad, and Clara, and David of Wilmington, North Carolina from Sandy, Samantha, and Kate. On the 16th, Tuesday, Lisa of Bradford Woods from David, Michael, and Maria, Ethan from Janice, Tom, Ryan, and Megan, Pete of Southold, New York from all the girls, Petty, and the whole family, Aiden of Mount Lebanon from Mom, Dad, Kira, and Colin, Addison of Beaver, also on the 16th, Ashley of Emlinton from Josh and Angel. Tyone of Brighton Heights from Grandma Sheila in Manchester. Cameron of Gibsonia. Marge from Chip and Logan. Now on the 17th, we have Tyler of Fox Chapel. Terry Hayes, happy birthday, Terry. And twins Colin and Kira of Mount Lebanon from Mom and Dad and Aiden. And we even have more birthdays to come. including a birthday to Vaughn from Mom and Dad and Big Brother Duncan. Thank you to Patrick of Stanton Heights for sending that birthday in. It's birthday number 11 for Vaughn coming up on May 18th. Mom and Dad and Big Brother Duncan wish you a happy birthday, Vaughn. Also on the 18th, Emily from Sarah, Josh from John and Carrick, Vincent from your mom, Dante of Midlothian, Virginia from your mom. And on May 19th, you've heard them participating a little bit this morning, Ty and Jack, father and son, who share a birthday, May 19th. Your wife and mom, Amanda, wishes you a happy birthday. We have Brooke of Cabot from Mom Lisa and Dad Greg. Also on the 19th, Lillian from Rob and Robbie and David and family. Juliana of Kennedy Township from Mom and Dad and Michael. Zachary. And finally, Gregory of Allison Park. Happy birthday to you if you're celebrating. If you've got a birthday today or in the week ahead and we didn't know about it, I hope you wish yourself a happy birthday as we were doing so with other listeners this morning.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card to add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, PA 15233.
Include the birthday person's address and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card now in color, hand-delivered by a uniformed United States governmental employee. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and Chad Green. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRTP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ, FM Grove City, WCUC, FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, and slbradio.org/radio.
Thank you.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that's a group called the Harmonica Pocket here at SLB. We're going to play Guess Who in just a moment. And here's hoping you call and participate. We've been having a lot of fun this morning.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Here is hoping you'll stop by between noon and 2 today for one of our Remake Learning Days events. We have an open house and family podcasting session. It's all free. Stop by our studios, co-located in Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. You can tour our new Youth Media Center, hang out with Ricky and me. We'll show you how SLB comes together. And you can also join an SLB audio engineer, stop in one of our booths, and make a podcast for fun. It's all happening today, May 13th, between noon and 2, and we hope we'll see you. For more details on Remake Learning Days, visit remakelearningdays.org. Now it's time to play Guess Who. We're about to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they belong to. The person we have in mind is one specific person. It could be a man or a woman, somebody real, somebody fictitious, somebody living or no longer living. Maybe somebody from film, Broadway, history, literature, sports, another form of entertainment. No matter who it is, we think it'll be a name you've heard before. And this week's initials are D. That's D as in Delmont, and D as in Dormont. What a great name for the provocateur of a novel, Delmont Dormont. It's not Delmont Dormont or Dormont Delmont, if there were such a person, but it is somebody who we think you've probably heard of with those initials, D. You can guess as many times as you would like. It's all you can eat when we play Guess Who, or all you can guess. You can guess on or off the air. And the easiest way to guess is to text us or phone us right now at 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. A request for Patrick in Stanton Heights coming up shortly. A song by Terry Griffith. A lot of guesses are coming in right now. Don Draper, what a great guess from Mad Men. Not Don Draper. This is from James in Freiburg, who also guesses Daisy Duke, Doc Dodgers, Dizzy Dean, Dorothea Dix, and Disco Doc. None of those is it. 412-200-5975. Tom in McCandless has quite a list. I'm not going to mention them all. There are so many. But Daniel Defoe is one of them. Donna Douglas from the Beverly Hillbillies is another one. Don Drysdale, not from the Beverly Hillbillies, but from baseball, is another. And one of the people you guessed is correct. I haven't mentioned that name, but one of the people you guessed is correct. Aline in Maine has a guess of Danny DeVito. Not Danny DeVito. Dorothy Dix from Allen in Squirrel Hill. David Duchovny from Mike in Mount Lebanon. Gail, one of yours is correct. Gail guessed David Duchovny. Daffy Duck, Danny DeVito, and the correct answer. Alan has a guess of the character Dan Dare, a British science fiction comic hero. Not Dan Dare. Jim in Crafton Heights has David Dinkins. Deanna Durbin and Don Drysdale. Deanna Durbin is an actress. And Linda, welcome home, Linda, has Dan Daly, Donald Duck, Daffy Duck, Diana Dorse, and the correct answer. And there are a lot more coming. And John from Economy Borough, I'll share yours in a moment. Kathy and Ty Nesta has Dudley Do Right. Keep the guesses coming in 412-200-5975. Here's Terry Griffith, requested for Patrick in Stanton Heights.
Puppies and ponies, red lollipops, elephants and ice cream, choo-choo train shops, bicycles, blue jeans, and frogs that go hop. Lions and tigers, a shiny red top. These are the things to be dreaming of. A tiny, tired angel, though we both love. Your big blue eyes grow heavy with sleep. You curl in your bed, the pajama blown heat, with your puppies and ponies and red lollipops, elephants and ice cream, choo-choo train shops, bicycles, blue jeans, and frogs that go hop. Lions and tigers, a shiny red top. Stay right here, so don't worry, son. Tomorrow comes soon, with it more fun. Just cuddle your teddy and dream happy dreams of pixies that ride on the silvery moonbeams. In your puppies and ponies and red lollipops, elephants and ice cream, choo-choo train shops, bicycles, blue jeans, and frogs that go hop. Lions and tigers, a shiny red top. And when you grow older with kids of your own, you'll dream of the times we spent here at home. You'll sing to your little one, and strange as it seems, you'll cuddle her and rock her to sleep as she dreams of puppies and ponies and red lollipops, elephants and ice cream, choo-choo train shops, bicycles, blue jeans, and frogs that go hop. Lions and tigers, a shiny red top. And puppies and ponies and red lollipops. Elephants and ice cream and choo-choo train shops. Bicycles, blue jeans, and frogs that go hop. Lions and tigers, the shiny red top.
Terry Griffith by request this morning. It's a nice song, Puppies and Ponies. And Patrick mentioned in his request of that song that he sung that song to his younger son when the nurse first handed his son to him. Isn't that nice? A chance for you to join us in a salute for Mother's Day. Coming up in about 15 minutes. I can't believe how many guesses are coming in for Guess Who, and I've been trying to acknowledge as many as I can by text and email. If I haven't acknowledged yours, it's just gotten awfully busy. Pittsburgh magician Doc Dixon, guessed by Alan. DD are the initials. Kathy has a guess of Danny DeVito. Jim, he's hedging his bets, either Donald or Daffy Duck. Neither of those, but good guesses. Kathy Antinesta has the correct answer. Not Don Drysdale from Nick in New York City. Nor is it Dizzy Dean from Jim in Crafton Heights. Bruce has Don Draper, Deanna Durbin, Dick Dastardly, and Deputy Dog. None of those. Deputy Dog sounds like a David Grossman album, if you know him. It's none of those. Dick Dale, guessed by Nick in New York City. Bill in Stanton Heights has Dan Doria, Donald Duck, Dan Daly, and the correct answer. I almost said it. Patrick has the correct answer, as well as David Duchovny, Danny DeVito, Daffy Duck, Dana Delaney, Donna Douglas, and Dick Van Dyke. Sue in South Park has Donald Duck and the correct answer. And Donald Duck and Dr. Demento from Mike and Mars. Beth in Emlinton, how nice to hear from you. You have got the correct answer. By the way, to guess, 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. You can guess live on the air if you care to. Dick Dale, guessed by Kathy and Ty Nesta as well. Here comes Barb in Oakmont, Donna Douglas, and Diane DeLu, a figure skater from the 70s. Thank you for that parenthetical note. And Dorothy Day. Dave Davis, or Davies, from Kathy and Ty Nesta. Angie has Dana Delaney. Mike in Mount Lebanon, Dorothy Dandridge. Desmond Decker from Kathy and Ty Nesta. Great guest. And Diane Dorse. Kevin, you've got the answer correct. In addition to Don Defoe. Kevin, great to hear from you. Dick Durbin, guessed by Nick, New York City, the senator. Anytime I see him on TV, I go, Dick Durbin, because he sounds like one of those names that needs a jingle, the alliteration. Dick Durbin, not him, nor is it Dopey Dwarf, also guessed by Nick. And Mike in Mount Lebanon as Dr. Doolittle, not him. Aline has the correct answer. And a few more coming in. Chaplain Steve presents Debbie Dunning from Home Improvement. I don't remember. Oh, she was one of the Tool Time women on the show. Nick in New York City adds Dapper Dan, Daryl Dixon from Mike and Mars, and Aline says, don't forget Daisy Duck, and we also had a guess of Daisy Duke. Boy, have there been a lot. If you've not heard the DD that you had in mind yet, feel free to write to us. Mike in Mount Lebanon, you just got it. He just texted us with the correct answer. Any that we miss? There's often a lot of great alliterative names. We had Dudley Do-Right. Dizzy Dean was also a guest. I think I've collected all of the correct answers. Mike in Mount Lebanon got it. Aline in Maine. Kevin came up with it. Beth in Emlinton. Sue in South Park. Patrick of Stanton Heights. Bill in Stanton Heights. Kathy in Tionesta. Linda, half of the dynamic duo. Also Gail in Stanton Heights. Tom and McCandless, who also had David Duke and Doris Duke and Donut Dollies, the Red Cross volunteers who served. I'm looking. Dewey Duck was one. A few others. I think we've mentioned Daniel Day-Lewis, another one. But Tom also had the correct answer. And all of those folks I just mentioned, let's see, Mike and Mars, Daphne Dumarier, or Dumarier, who is that? An English novelist, not that person. And Susan, sometimes known as the other Susan, got it too. All of the people who I mentioned as getting it correct got Doris Day.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said.
Ricky, you're not dancing.
Que sera,
sera,
whatever.
Will be.
The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be, will be. When I grew up and fell in love, I asked my sweetheart, what lies ahead? Will we have rainbows day after day? Here's what my sweetheart said. Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will be.
The accomplished actress. And if you're a baby boomer, you might remember the Doris Day Show.
What will be, will be.
A show which I believe was on CBS Monday nights.
Children of my own, they ask their mother.
And while in my single digits as a little boy, I generally just watched the theme song and the little dog that Doris Day held.
Whatever will be. future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera.
The Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you came up with Doris Day. Not Deputy Dog is just guessed by Don in Bethel Park. Doris Day, well done if you came up with her. More chances to participate and interact coming up shortly on this morning's Saturday Light Brigade.
Since she was a kid of three, Connie practiced diligently. She could play a rhapsody as good as they come. But as strange as it may be, Connie hated melody. She had a yen for timpani. She longed to play a drum. When her mother made her practice on the fiddle every day, she'd stop right in the middle and say, Mama, I wanna make rhythm, don't wanna make music, just wanna go da 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 da. Oh mama, I wanna get high-cha, I wanna make boomba.
Sisters, as we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings.
One day is not enough time to celebrate your mama. I may need, oh, plenty more times too. And maybe even that won't do. Ever since I was just a little boy, Mama said to me, don't fool around, what goes around is nothing that you need. And when your friends start chiming in, don't you be mean. When in the end, every dot you send will only make you bleed. Listen to what Mama said.
You tell the truth and make your bed. Be kind on time and use your head now. Listen to what mama said.
When there was only a little left, she'd save it for me. And when I failed a test, she said, you try your best, there's nothing you can't be. And when she tried to hide that her eyes were red and never let me see, she said, go on ahead, I'll just rest a bit. Don't you worry about me.
Listen to what mama said. You tell the truth and make your bed. Be kind on time and use your head now. Just listen to what mama said. Oh, if I had my way, I'd celebrate you every day.
Reed Jamison at the Saturday Light Brigade. We're going to give you a chance out to join us in some Mother's Day fun in just a moment.
Reaching out to our secret listeners, secretly bringing them a warning over the secret air into their secret ears.
Where am I?
We have the technology, and so do you, most likely. You simply press 10 or 11 numbers on a telephonic device of your choice. It comes to us, Ricky or I answer it, and then, just like the song says, you're on the radio. And today we'd like to give you a few different opportunities. First, if you would like to wish a happy Mother's Day to someone, anyone, you're welcome to do that. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234.
What's on the radio? Listen to them on the radio.
But secondly, did your mom have words of advice, an expression, or kind of a tagline, or a slogan that she shared with you, kind of the secret to life or to having a good life? My mom had a few that I will share with you. Something she told you, or just some advice that she perhaps gave you that ended up being words to live by, if not words at least to take with you when you go through life. You can share those with us, or simply a happy Mother's Day to somebody you'd like to wish a happy Mother's Day to. This is the time. We have the technology. You're on the radio now. 412-200-5975. It looks like we have an open board, so you're welcome to call. You can text us, too. We'd love to have you do it live with your voice. 412-200-5975. So a couple very well-remembered phrases from my mom, and some of these I've shared with you before, if you're a longtime listener. One was illegitimi non carborundum, which I can't easily translate into English, but it's something Patton also said, which was don't let the grind you down, meaning don't let difficult people get to you. And another one, don't worry about what you can't control. I mean, I can remember her telling me that when I was 5 years old and older. And that's, talk about watchwords from a parent. Now, there's some other ones that are a little less deep than that. Like the answer to any yes-no question was, we'll see. Can we go to the playground? We'll see. Can we have something besides meatloaf for dinner tonight? We'll see. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Young Tad writes, my mom, when driven to absolute wit's end, would say, all caps, are we having fun yet? Thank you, Tad. 412-200-5975. Kathy writes, two things my mom told me that have stayed with me. Never lend money and expect to get it back. And looks are deceiving. You never know what the person is going through or who they are. Absolutely. Both good ones. 412-200-5975. Share with us something your mom said, an expression, or words of wisdom. Or if you would like to go on the radio and wish somebody a happy Mother's Day a day early, today's the day to do it. Our lines are open. 412-200-5975.
When I was a boy of four, sitting on my mama's knee, she said, son, let me tell you some things right now that will help this life you'll lead. She said, I know it's a wonderful world out there, but there's some who'd be unkind. And son, I only want the best for you, so these words you'd better mind. She said, clear your place, brush your teeth, check the toilet, and please get dressed. No, I can't help you finish that clipper ship now, and could you rephrase that as a request? Have you hung your coat up? Did you wash your hands? Close the door when you come inside. No, you can't use that towel to wrap dinosaur bones, because I said so, and that's why. My daddy, he was a travel agent's son, and his mama, she raised him well. They said, get enough sleep and do your best, that'll keep you from the gates of hell. Well, he fell into making those mandolins, and he was working late Wednesday nights. But he always took the time to turn to me and say, son, I love you with all my might. So clear your place, brush your teeth, check the toilet, and please get dressed. No, I can't keep your brother away from your secret hideout, and could you rephrase that as a request? Have you hung your coat up? Did you wash your hands? Close the door when you come inside. No, you don't have time to draw just one more clipper ship before supper, because I said so, and that's why. Well, it never was easy in my younger days. Had a brother when I was only three, and I had to be nice and I had to share, and he slept in my room with me. But through all those times of trial and pain, my mama grouchy from the sleepless nights, my parents would call from the kitchen and say, everything is gonna be alright. Now clear your place, brush your teeth, check the toilet, and please get dressed. No, we can't help you with the drill and the saw right now. And could you rephrase that as a request? Have you hung your coat up? Did you wash your hands? Close the door when you come inside. No, we can't give you a complete and full explanation for everything, because we said so, and that's why. So now I'm grown up, tall and strong, and my parents are worn and gray. But the love they gave and the words they spoke still speak to me today. And when my child is 4 years old, I'll sit right on my knee and say, this wisdom I'll pass on to you. What my mama, she said to me. She said, clear your place, brush your teeth, check the toilet, and please get dressed. No, we can't go sailing on the clipper ship now. And could you rephrase that as a request? Have you hung your coat up? Did you wash your hands? Close the door when you come inside. Well, you know, it is a beautiful day. Let's go down to the clipper ship and I'll take you for a ride.
That is Cindy Callett here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And a lot of folks are contacting us, mostly off the air, with thoughts about Mother's Day. If you want to get through and wish somebody a happy Mother's Day live on the air, or share with us something your mom used to say as words of wisdom or advice, feel free to do so now. We have open lines at 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975, or 1-888-752-7234. In McCandless, from Stu, my mother always said, learn how to drive and learn how to type and you'll never be unemployed. And his wife Sarah says, my mother would gather six of the eight of us around a switch on the wall and then say, all together now, many hands make light work. Both terrific. Patrick in Stanton Heights says, my mom said, if you want to find something, start cleaning. I like it. Makes sense. Bob in Wilkinsburg wishes a happy Mother's Day to Lee and Margie and mentions that Margie's words of wisdom, sometimes you've just got to let things go. Those are very true words. 412-200-5975. Beth in Emlinton writes, my mom confused Bigelow Boulevard and Boulevard of the Allies her whole life, which resulted in me being lost in Oakland numerous times. Or in my 20s and 30s, I was lost in Oakland quite a long time due to the confusion of Bigelow Boulevard and Boulevard of the Allies. I make that mistake too, Beth. It's an easy one to do. Thank you for sharing that. I was thinking about my mom too earlier this week because she did not drive. Nor did her father or mother. We took buses everywhere. And my mom was pretty good at understanding pre-app. And when schedules were a little more complicated, how to get the most out of a bus ride and how to get from place to place. If you'd like to wish somebody a happy Mother's Day, or tell us a story about your mom, or perhaps an expression that she would use, this is the time to do it. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234.
Mama don't allow no guitar picking around here. Mama don't allow no guitar picking around here. Well, Ben don't care what mama don't allow. He's gonna pick his guitar in here. Mama don't allow no guitar picking around here. Go, Ben.
sax anyhow. I'm an old loud, no saxophone playing around here.
Ben Rudnick at the Saturday Light Brigade. And there's still time for you to reach us at 412-200-5975. Good morning to John. A few folks I haven't had a chance to acknowledge. Thank you. Also, Andrew Laswell is hanging out on Facebook, as is Jonathan Miles and Julia. Our number, by the way, 412-200-5975. Kids are welcome to call and share a Mother's Day greeting. Adults, too, if you've got one. Or a story. Or slogan associated with your mom. I think those are a lot of fun. Margaret, playing along on Facebook, good morning to you. Also, good morning to Cal. Nice to have you here. And I think I've got, Ron, thank you for checking in on Facebook. And Anna and Cindy Jackson, thank you. Any expressions come to mind? Ricky's mom, my dear mother-in-law, if you did something that was considered bad, would call you a dirty strap. You dirty strap, you. I'm not sure where that came from, but that's what we should do. Or that's what she would do if we were bad. And there was the time, I still don't know, I'm thinking about the saddle shop episode with your mom, Ricky, when her oldest grandson went to work somewhere. I think it was, do you know what it was? It was some kind of ordinary store, but for whatever reason, Ricky's mom had in her head that it was a saddle shop where you would get tack gear and things for horses, which was not at all what it was, but she continued to refer to it in that way. It's a good thing that Jay didn't have your mom do his resume, ultimately, but that went on that way. If you have something you'd like to share, an expression of your mom, 412 1-800-795-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Talking about mothers-in-law, you know, my mother-in-law, Alice, made me never want to make another mother-in-law joke again or even tease, because she was an absolutely incredible person. And while Mother's Day or mother's-in-law jokes are kind of funny and kind of part of our culture or the human condition, I think when Ricky's mom lived with the two of us, it was probably easier for me than it might have been for Ricky, just because you had a whole lifetime with her. It lets to consider, whereas I only knew her as an adult, but she was an awful lot of fun to spend time with. We have time for you if you would like to call and talk a bit about your mom. You can tell us a story about her, or you can share an expression, or you can wish a happy Mother's Day to somebody. Here's hoping we'll hear from you at SLB. Our number is 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO.
Is it new, but it's gonna be clean. Stand up straight and say what you mean. Look at me when I'm talking to you, I'm talking to you. I might work like a dog, I might swear like a sailor. Loved her and fought her and sometimes failed her. Always come home to the rules my mother made. Don't be afraid to look behind you and take what's worth taking. Leave what needs leaving behind. I watched the newborn held hands with the dying, out of the laughing, embraced grieving. So much to gain and so much to lose on the way. But I was born to be a woman and proud to be so. Glad that I've learned what I've needed to know. But I always come home to the rules my mother made. Don't be afraid to look behind you and take what's worth taking. Leave what needs leaving behind. Don't be afraid to look behind you and take what's worth taking. Leave what needs leaving behind. Now when I stand up, I can stand up strong. I can burn like a coal, I can say what I mean. Cradle my lover's head like a treasure. Whisper something fearlessly tender. I always come home. Always come home. Always come home to the rooms my mother made.
That is Carrie Newcomer. And I see Kay and David and Dallas. We're going to have them join us in our next hour. You're going to get a chance to hear all about the Future Roots annual concert that will be at the Homewood Brushton and YMCA, presented by our friends at the YMCA Lighthouse Project. We'll be talking about that in our next hour. We've been talking about Mother's Day a little bit, and I wanted to share. Aline is in Maine, and she said, "My mom's wise sayings included, don't count your chickens before they're hatched." Indeed, that was one I used to hear a lot, too. So have a few moments if you want to pass along a greeting to your mom or tell us about something your mom frequently said. 412-200-5975.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or mjbergerfoundation.org.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, Chad Green, and Ty Trosky. And in just a moment, Dallas Chapman, David Shoemaker, and Kay Bay. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM. Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM, Grove City, WCUC FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, Loudspeaker 1, Fort Collins, KRDP, Phoenix, and slbradio.org/radio.
Early in the morning when you open up your eyes, you can smell the coffee perking and the egg your mother fries. Lying in your bed, you start to feel blue when you think of all the things that you really want to do. You want to play baseball, you want to ride your bike, you want to read a comic book, you want to take a hike. No, you don't. There's something else to do. Dress yourself and have your breakfast. You got to go to school. If just this once, you didn't have to go. But if you ask, they'll just say,
no!
If you only think a moment, there's something you can do. There must be 50 ways to fool your mother.
50 ways to fool your mother!
Well, it's really rather simple if you only stop and think. You could tell her you got sick last night, threw up in the sink. Say you got the measles, say you got the mumps. Tell her that you're too depressed, wait on in the dumps. Tell her you're not you, there's a Martian in your place. You're really on a rocket ship somewhere in outer space. You've got to use your head, I'm sure you'll find a way. There must be 50 ways to fool your mother.
50 ways to fool your mother!
You can tell her that your teacher said you've done so well. You don't have to go to school today, you could rest a spell. Tell her that a tidal wave is coming to your town. If you try to get to school, you just might drown. Say a herd of elephants is running through the streets. Your shoes have shrunk, they won't fit on your feet. Say your school was zapped into hyperspace. There must be 50 ways to fool your mother.
50 ways to fool your mother!
You could tell her that your turtle sick, you gotta stay at home. You're waiting for the president to call you on the phone. Say you're sore, Nikki, there's a pounding in your head. Your legs won't move, you can't get out of bed. Tell her that you won't get up, you know it's just a dream. You know your real mother would never act so mean. Put some powder on your face until it's really white.
Heat up the thermometer over the light.
Get some iodine and put some spots upon your face. There must be 50 ways to fool your mother.
50 ways to fool your mother. Oh, yeah!
So your mother finally buys it. She says, okay, but if you're so sick, you can't go out to play. You gotta stay at home. You got to get some rest. I could help you with your homework. You could study for your test. Maybe by tomorrow you'll feel okay. I'm really very sorry that you're sick on Saturday. Saturday! I thought it was Friday! Your mother smiles sweetly as she gets up to leave. You should have known the mother's got something up their sleeve. There must be some way out of this. Something you can do, are there 50 more ways to fool your mother?
50 ways to fool your mother.
I wanna know the
50 ways to fool your mother.
You gotta show the
50 ways to fool your mother.
Give it up! Hey, Mom, is it nice outside? I'm feeling a lot better now. Really.
That is Bill Harley with 50 Ways to Fool Your Mother, the name of the song.
For you, Mom, please don't be mad at me. Right on it. One, two, three, one, two, three.
This is Richie Cole playing live on the Saturday Light Brigade. What a morning that was to have Richie in the studio with us. That goes back to October 15th, 2016. We're going to listen to this for a few moments. Then Dallas Chapman, Kay Bay, and David Shoemaker are going to join us. We are going to be talking about a special festival of sorts that's coming up called the Future Roots Annual Concert. It's at the Homewood Brushton Y, May 18th from 4 until 8 o'clock. We'll sample some music together, too. It's all right around the corner on this morning's program.
Pittsburgh Community Television, PCTV, joins you in supporting SLB Radio. PCTV is a nonprofit organization that provides community members and organizations access to media production resources and programming opportunities that empower, educate, and enhance the community. More information is available at pctv21.org.